Ladies and gentlemen, my name is TJ. I'm the business counselor, and Gabriel will be here shortly. So until he gets here, and he will be here, I'm just going to give a few updates what about to happen within the program until he's arrived. As you know, on May 18th, we started beginning courses for all those who don't understand Forex, to those who want the basic stuff about Forex, and to those who want to understand, because again, with Forex, it comes with also being mentally stable to able to handle it, because this Forex situation can trigger your emotions, especially when your money is involved. So a lot of those things will be taught. So for those who are interested in joining, again, it will be on May 18th, Tuesday. And some people may say, how? Well, we have another WhatsApp group for beginners only. And, or it could be for anyone. So, hold on, I got a message. He said he's about to. Yeah, okay. He about to start his computer up. So yeah. By the time I get done talking, he should be in here. So how it's gonna be done? It's gonna be done in WhatsApp chat group. So in the WhatsApp chat group, it'd be nothing for people who wants to learn the beginning courses. Not only the beginning courses, it also be on some mental situations, because you got to be strong, you got to be patient, you got to have the understanding, you got to know how to read, got to be ready to sacrifice. So those things will be taught in those courses and such on. And, of course, we would have special speeches from different people. So that will be going on. It will start from the radio show at 7 o'clock a.m. So 7 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Tuesday and Thursday. So on Tuesday and Thursday, those are the days where we're going to be holding our courses for beginning courses. So if you don't understand Forex, or if you do, and you need more mentor, and you need more, how you say it, because I feel like this, everyone needs a support system. So if you need a support system, this is the perfect opportunity to take those courses. Like, okay, let me get involved with this, and let me learn it. So then once you pass those courses, you should be ready to go in signals, account management, or whatever it is that you feel comfortable to proceed in. Now, don't take those courses if you're not going to be sincere, you're going to be wasting my time or a speaker's time or anyone else's time, because we doing this. It's a free course. We ain't charging nobody. So you get, I feel like this, how our mama used to tell us when we was little, boy, you get it for free. So why are you complaining? Take advantage of the opportunity. Don't. I can't do this. I can't do that. Okay. It's free courses now. Now, once you mess up and I remove you, that's what it's going to be. And then you can't tell me, well, TJ, I can't get a second opportunity. No. Try back 3 months later. All right. So as soon Gabriel is in the office, so as soon as he tells me that he's ready to get on, I will put him on. So that's what's going on. Gabriel going to come with you guys with some updates. I know a lot of you guys are interested or knowing what's going on. So there's a lot of different things that's going on. My partner did his research yesterday, so he's going to give you guys some insights, what you guys need to know, so that way everyone will be on the same page. So there we go. So what else? What else? Do we got anything else? Please tell me you ready. What else? Is there anything else I need to share? Also, please, people, we have these issues now. Everyone know, look, I want to say this to everyone. Y'all, everyone know their due date. I send a due date. I always send out reminders of due dates. But when your due date come in, expire, it start becoming an issue. I should have to chase you for due dates. I give everybody a warning. Hey, your due date is due. But when it's due, then you still don't pay it. Because this is how would you feel if we don't watch your, if we don't monitor your accounts? We're going to say the same thing. Oh, we didn't know. We forgot. You wouldn't like that. Because then it's going to mess around and get blown out. Your account will get blown. So give us the same respect that we're giving you guys. Once I give you guys your account due date, and I give you a reminder, it's up to you guys to say, okay, when that day comes, please pay it. Don't have me chase you after the due date, because that's not professional on either end. Appreciate that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, coming up right now, we got Mr. Gabriel. Right on, sir.
Hello.
You are now live.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hello. You can hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear you.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, I'm just trying to get on the technical side here. I'm having some issues on my end technically, but other than that, I did hear your announcement as far as where we're heading with the classroom and especially with the support system, understanding that this whole journey that we are embarking on as wise investors, keep in mind that I know sometimes you guys heard us say this over and over and over again. And sometimes I would either get a little irritated with myself, just hearing myself say it over again, but then I have to really sit and really think about it, you know? It's very important that it becomes ingrained into our mindset. It has to be ingrained into our thinking that this is a long-term journey. I hope most of you had an opportunity to check out the videos that are on YouTube, the case for long-term. We will have more videos uploaded, but I hope that you were able to check out the most recent videos that were already uploaded so that you can get an idea, a very good idea and a good understanding of why long-term strategy is the best way to go. Now, it's a little easier to look at a situation in retrospect. It's easier to look at the situation from the past and see how it's come along. It's a little bit more difficult when you're looking out into the horizon and you don't necessarily see anything. You almost, to a degree, may think that, you know, do you have to guess? It's not anything about guessing. It's more about looking at certain trends. So let's talk about that today. When we look at trends, there's always going to be a type of there's always going to be indicators that will present themselves beforehand. So in other words, there are always going to be some little clues that will present themselves to us to give us an idea of the direction any particular asset may go. And that's pretty much where we must really put our emphasis on. Whenever we take an asset and we're ready to decide which direction we're going to go with that asset, let me make it more clear. Okay, for example, let's take a look at platinum, for example. Platinum has been going up in value for quite some time. Now, if we were to look at the situation as far as what's going on with platinum, why has the price of platinum gone up? And not only that, but then take it one step further and figure out how could we benefit, or how could I or you as a wise investor benefit from the investment of platinum. So if we took a look at the fundamental aspect of platinum, we will look at certain instances that are taking place around the world in relation to semiconductors, okay, and also in relation to where platinum is being used right now. So right now, there is a shortage of semiconductors, and there's a shortage of certain computer chips that are used specifically for these new smart cars, okay? You know, like Tesla, then there are other companies out there that are developed. Now, when you hear something like this and you hear that there's a shortage of semiconductors, that a lot of the production lines around the world from companies that are needing this type of technology to build their smart cars, they need platinum to build their quantum computers, right? It's a very important piece in the whole equation when it comes to this industry. So that leads us to the next conclusion. Well, since the demand is so high, the demand for platinum is very, very high, extremely high, all right? And it goes a little further than that, by the way, but I won't go to the next. Say that there are countries that are very envious of semiconductors right now. Well, I'll just go to the next step. What it is, what it is. Okay, Taiwan is probably one of the largest producers of semiconductors, and they import a lot of platinum. So China has their eye on Taiwan specifically for that and for other reasons too. But it just goes to tell you that platinum, that commodity, is a very, very, very desired commodity right now. And that's one of the reasons why we see the price of platinum skyrocketing, shooting up the roof, all right? Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because we give signals, and we also trade in many different markets. We trade in the Forex market, commodities market, indices market, as well as cryptocurrency market. And we also do stock market, although we don't have that set up yet where we're publicly putting that out there like we do the other markets. But always keep your eyes and your ears open from the fundamental standpoint so that you can at least get an idea of what's going on, especially if it's dealing with the asset that you're investing in. Or if you're not investing in that asset but you do see an opportunity, then it will benefit you in the long run, all right? So keep this in mind. This is going to be a long-term journey. So looking at trends, that's what I'm talking about right now. I wanted to kind of get our minds now, our wise investor's mindset, operating from the other perspective of the wise investor's mindset. I've given you one perspective from the technical standpoint, but then there's another perspective from the fundamental standpoint that also is incorporated into this whole strategy. And then there's also yet another aspect that our business counselor talked about, and that has to do with the mentoring aspect, the supportive aspect. Because if you don't have the support, especially if this is the first time you're doing this and you have no clue what's going on and what to do, then it's going to be easy for you to get led astray or, you know, kind of fall by the wayside. I will take a quick break. I will say this, business counselor TJ, I don't have the gear up in front of me, so I'm kind of relying on your guidance here. I'm not sure what the time is as far as, what's left on the show and also the commercial.
Yeah, we got a lot. Yeah, we got about on Monday, y'all. On Monday, because that's the most business day. That's like the hardest research. So on Monday, the show will be only 30 minutes. So that way, we get these researches done correctly on Monday. So that way, we know which way to go with everyone that counts. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to go to a commercial break. And we'll be back after these messages.
Do you want to learn how to safely trade online? Then contact the Forex Helper today. Our team is dedicated to show you the best way to safely grow your income with the lowest risk. Our team can also trade on your behalf. That's right. Even if you don't know how to trade, we can grow your money for you. Contact us today, and we'll send you proof of our members earning upwards to 60% return on their investments in 1 month. Call or WhatsApp us at 757-748-6722. Once again, you can call us or contact us on WhatsApp at 757-748-6722. Our business counselor is standing by to make sure you succeed in your long-term financial journey. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. We're looking forward to hearing from you soon.
Forexhelper.com presents Gabriel with TJ the Business Counselor. Authentic version.
I also want to before I get back to Gabriel, that the shows that we do every day, it's gonna be separated next week, because we got morning shows now that are gonna be happening with the classes. So since the classes, so it's gonna be held on Tuesday, Thursday by this show. Same thing we're here with this show. Everything will be separated now, because we got to make sure we, address every department. The beginner class, you guys want to make sure we keep it fair with everyone. So now the show is going to be cutting, in 25% here, 25%, no, well, it's, you know, it depends. So we want to make sure we get everyone, you know, involved here. First of all, before I get back to Gabriel, I'd like to say happy Mother's Day to all you ladies. May God bless you. You ladies are wonderful. You gave us life. May God bless you all. You know what I mean? And you know, it's truly an honor. Excuse me, y'all, my mind all over the place. So excuse me. So,
thank you, business.
Let's make this happen. Yeah, let's make this happen.
Yeah.
Let's go forward, and I'm just going to pass it back to Gabriel.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, that was very thoughtful of you. Guys, we need to, again, like our business counselor was saying, we need to address both sides of the coin, all right? We got two sides of the coin. We got to address the technical side of it, of course. And we also got to make sure that as a wise investor that you have what it takes to endure through this whole journey, period. All right? Sometimes it may seem a little redundant. Keep hearing the same thing almost. But, again, repetition is the best teacher. All right? And if there's anything that you want to become good at or great at, you're going to have to do a lot of repetition on certain areas in order to gain strength in that particular area. All right? I don't think I need to give too many examples of that. Just working out, for example. If you're looking to work out or build muscle in a certain area, you know, you're going to have to do lots of repetitions in the same area to build strength in that area. And you're going to have to also tear down those muscles, and then when go through that process of tearing down, and then the body's going to rebuild that area and become stronger, all right? So the same with this, standing how to endure and understanding what's going on, looking at the bigger picture of things. All right, so back to the discussion concerning looking at the trends. Looking at the trends, I've already talked about the technical analysis, looking from the in retrospect, so looking from the past up until the present, you can easily see all of the different movements of what has taken place. Now, there's also another part of that, and that's the fundamental. That's actually understanding what's the story behind what's going on with that asset. So the asset right now that we're looking into and that I'm discussing with you all right now is platinum, all right? Platinum, and the same is true for palladium, by the way. So both of those precious metals are in the same boat. They're also used for high-tech equipment and high-tech purposes, especially looking at where we are heading in society. Always keep that in mind, where society is heading. Let's look at which asset is being affected right now. Another asset that we can kind of look at in relation to, let's say, a currency, a fiat currency, would be U.S. oil, U.S. oil. Now, it doesn't really take a rocket scientist right now to really figure out what's going on with the oil industry and what's going on with oil prices, because all you need to do is step outside and get in your car and drive to the nearest gas station, and you'll be able to see that right in front of your face. The gas prices are going up and up and up. So gas prices are going up. If you look at our daily financial market report, we've been having that for quite some time. There was a small little dip in the current market movement that misaligned the whole asset, but eventually got right back in alignment, and we're still seeing that move. But what is the currency that is strongly associated with U.S. oil? Canadian dollar. Now, some of you might be wondering why that is. I highly encourage you to do your research, but I will briefly mention that we get a lot of our oil, at least from the upper north, directly from Canada. Their oil is cheap, and so because they are an exporter of oil, they export oil to China. They also export oil to the U.S. So they're a big exporter. And so the U.S. oil and the Canadian dollar, the health of the Canadian dollar is connected to their oil export, because it's the biggest industry that brings in the most money for their country. So that's one of the reasons why the Canadian dollar is so strongly connected to the U.S. oil asset. Now, with that being said, because there's such a strong connection with U.S. oil and the Canadian dollar, you'll find that the movements of the U.S. oil and the Canadian dollar are very similar, 98% very similar. So if you, let's say you have a broker that requires you to buy 0.10 lot sizes, and you don't have enough to purchase that, well, you do have an option to go with something that's a little bit more affordable, and that's Canadian dollar pairs, Canadian dollar pairs. Now, which Canadian dollar pair would you look into? Some of you guys may already know, because if you are in our account management, you already have those Canadian dollar pairs in your account. And what pairs are they? Let's take a look at it. We have the Canadian Swiss. We also have the Canadian Yen. And we also have a couple of other ones that we would actually need to look more and have a more in-depth conversation. But for the most part, those are the main two Canadian dollar pairs that will be very lucrative on this long-term journey, because we're looking at oil prices going up and staying up for quite some time. Another pair that's Canadian-related would be the dollar versus Canadian dollar. And that one has been extremely lucrative as well. Now, we were holding the dollar versus Canadian dollar in some of our accounts earlier in the year, and especially with the transition over to from 2020 to 2021, we haven't really held on to that asset. That may change, and that has a lot to do with the dollar, where the dollar is heading. Now, we do have a report that's supposed to be coming out by President Biden in regards to the U.S. dollar. So a lot of the research may be delayed as a result of that. And one of the things that we will be working on, and what we have been working on extensively, is our dollar research. Now, the dollar has severe beating from the current market movement perspective. But there are some signs that it will probably uphold itself, but that's based on a couple of more data points that need to come in. And unfortunately, that's due to time. We need to actually just wait for the data to present itself, and that's outside of our control. So once we do that, we'll be able to better see which direction the U.S. dollar is going, and we need to know that, especially in relation to gold. Now, there are some other data points that are very strong in the gold sector that's based on the position that we're taking. But we will say this, that gold is a very, very, it will require much more endurance if you decide, or if you are currently holding gold, it will definitely require much more endurance on your part, on our part, as wise investors. I'm going to talk about one more asset. And after that, we will be ending the show for today, this broadcast. And another asset that has been doing extremely well, and again, I'm going to mention the fundamental aspects of why this asset is doing very well, and that is in the commodities department, in the commodities market, and that is copper. Copper. Now, what is going on with copper? Copper is probably been the single most commodity that has been doing very, very, very well. Now, the only problem with copper is a lot of brokers don't provide that. You actually have to look for a broker that will provide copper for you if you want to invest in copper. But copper prices have been shooting up the roof and skyrocketing. Now, if you decide to get into copper, one of the reasons why this is taking place is because all around the world, especially the Chinese, they have been hoarding copper. There's a lot of things going on around the world right now. There are a couple of other commodities that we used to give out, which are in the food sector, corn and soy. Those commodities are also going up. If you have brokers that provide that, you could also take advantage of that. Now, on the fundamental aspect of copper and even soy and wheat and corn, these two are also being hoarded. And so this is one of the reasons why we're seeing such high demand and high prices that are elevating and that are skyrocketing all around the place. Okay? So we definitely want to keep our eyes open for situations like this. Now, let me conclude with this last final point. Now, I said all that to say this. On this long-term journey, we're going to run into a host of different issues that will take place all around the world. The market will be affected. Your account will be affected. Everyone will be affected by the upcoming events that will take place in the remainder of this year and moving forward. If we were to look at from a year perspective, then we would just say this whole year from this May of 2021 to May of 2022, it's going to be a bumpy ride. Now, you're going to want to know what's going on. Now, when everything starts to get all volatile, if you have your eyes and your ears open and you're able to pinpoint and hold on to these assets, especially when some of these assets begin to decline, especially when they decline, there will be some opportunities for you to make money. So that will set you apart in a whole category. It's at that time you will realize how important it really is to become a wise investor. It's at that time you'll realize the importance of being a truly wise investor. So it takes experience, guys. Get ready to go through these experiences. We're going to be here. Counselor is going to be here for you. I'll be here for you. We're going to hold it down. We're going to hold our ship down. And let's make it through this journey, guys. I'll see you on the next broadcast. Thank you for your time, and God bless.